Watch Nancy Pelosi, New Immigrants Must Not Have Their Votes Suppressed. By John Binder on March 7, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said the United States must not suppress the vote of newly arrived legal immigrants, including those foreign nationals who arrive en masse at the U.S.-Mexico border. During a press conference in Austin, Texas this week, Pelosi admitted that the goal for the country's mass illegal and legal immigration system is to ensure the more than 1.5 million new arrivals who come to the U.S. every year are on the voter rolls. Pelosi added that it is immigrants, not American citizens, who make the nation more American. When we talk about newcomers, we have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America that they are, that we all have been, our families. And that, unless you're blessed to be Native American, which is a blessing in itself that we respect, but that constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage, to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits. Emphasis added. And these newcomers make America more American. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. Emphasis added. The newcomers who should be fully able to participate in voting, Pelosi said, include the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and border crossers who arrive at the southern border every year. We, in California, see people coming from a different direction, but the same welcome. You see them coming, many from the south, southern border, but should be the same welcome, Pelosi said. President Reagan went on to say, though, after talking about the Statue of Liberty, the vital force of America's preeminence in the world is every new generation of immigrants who come to our country. And when America fails to recognize that as our vital force, America will fail to be preeminent in the world, she continued. At the current rate, the country's legal immigration system, which admits more than 1.2 million mostly low-skilled foreign nationals a year, is set to hand Democrats nationwide electoral dominance in national elections. In the 2020 presidential election, the Pew Research Center predicts that about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will be foreign-born residents, a statistic that vastly favors Democrats. Democrats would win major victories politically from increased legal immigration levels, research finds. The latest analysis by The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein revealed that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. Similarly, less than 1 in 10 House Republicans represent a congressional district that has a foreign-born population larger than 14%. Entire states, driven by legal immigration, have been transformed electorally, Brownstein's analysis found. For instance, Republicans hold about 30 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the smallest foreign-born populations. Meanwhile, Democrats control 32 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the largest share of foreign-born residents. Democrats are expected to target those remaining Republican Senate seats in states with large foreign-born populations in the 2020 election. The New York Times and Axios admit that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton revealed a similar trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.2 legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.